Track 2.
1. Liam.
I think I do have a good visual memory and a good spatial memory. I think I've a memory for places, for things that I've seen, as long as I'm paying attention. If I'm going back to a place that I've been to before, when I get there, I'll see something that'll jog my memory. It'll make me recall where something else was in the scene. Even if I couldn't have visualised the place before going back there, when I get there, it all comes back to me.
2. Jane.
I'm really bad. I just always leave the house and forget at least something, whether it's like my phone or my bank card or my keys. It's usually my keys. I've got a mental block about keys. I think I'm going to have to start writing notes and leaving them on the front door to remind me to pick them up. But yeah, now I've given lots of friends who live nearby. They all have sets of keys now, so I tend not to get stuck outside in the cold anymore.
3. Olga.
I don't have a very good memory, especially for numbers. So I used to have one password for everything. Quite an easy one as well. And then a friend told me that's not what a password is about. So I got different passwords for online banking, for Facebook, for work, all the different ones. And at the time, I thought of some associations that would remind me of those words. But then I forgot them all. So I had to use a different strategy. I had to jot them all down in an address book as reminders, so I don't forget them.
4. Yuri.
As I got older, my memory started to fade a bit. But one thing I can always remember are numbers, people's numbers, telephone numbers, but from years ago, and birthdays. I have no problem with remembering PIN numbers, bank account numbers, lottery numbers, that kind of thing.
5. Tina.
I can remember all kinds of things, but I'm really hopeless with people's names and faces. I know their faces look familiar, but I can't remember where I know them from, that sort of thing. I'm okay with names of things and objects and place names, but when I see someone, I find it really hard to know where I remember them from. And I get into a real panic, my mind goes blank. And I know it's really easy to offend people when you do that, so I have to pretend to know their name. And sometimes the name's on the tip of my tongue, but I just can't remember it. It's very embarrassing.